Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise him, for he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bow him, tweet him, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that it's going down today on Prophetic Corner. I want you to go ahead, amen, and just give God a little glory and thank him for being alive. Thank him for being here on this day. Because guess what? He made old death get back and behave, and that allowed you to come to this line on today. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to go ahead on. I have a couple of announcements. I want to encourage you. Each of the ministries are under Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. So I'm asking each and every one of you, amen, to give where you want to give. We are all under the same umbrella. Each and every person that I call out has a ministry, and I know these ministries have been a blessing unto you. Glory to God. So you can reach out, you know, and touch them every now and then. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead on with our announcements. If you missed Faith Come By Hearing on yesterday, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew, you missed an awesome show. Good God Almighty. Elder got to praying. Amen. She rocked the house. So you should have listened on yesterday. But just in case you missed it, you had to work or whatever. Amen. Glory to God. You can go back and hear it on demand. All of the shows are pre-recorded, so you can go back and listen to them on Blog Talk anytime. And the show came on yesterday, which was Saturday, at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And then on Sunday, we have the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams. I'm the first Hour of Power. And the show comes on every Sunday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'm going to give you a 30-minute break, and the next hour you will hear will be none other than Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. The show, A Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And if you move on up just a little bit, let's come back on Tuesday. We have Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse of WOW Radio that comes on every Tuesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. And if you need a life coach, you need a spiritual leader, you need a counselor, you need a marriage counselor, hook up with the hookup. Go ahead on Facebook and inbox them. You can find her on the Prophetess Yvonne Rouse on Facebook and Pastor Joseph Rouse. So go ahead and inbox them and let them know what the need may be. You know, it's nothing wrong with it. If you need help, get it, I say. Because I know sometimes people are just so ashamed to get help. But if you need the help, go ahead and get it. It does not matter. I mean, it's between you and the Lord, not other people. If you value your own life first, and, you know, you have to value your life first before you can help somebody else. Hallelujah. Can you imagine going to someone trying to discuss with them things that are going on and you're busted, broke, amen, tore up from the flow up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Get your healing first, and then you can go and tell somebody what you did to get healed. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Keep all the announcements in mind, and I encourage you to give, amen, and in giving, you know, we're only asking for $25 or more, and you will be placed on a personal prayer list. You will be called by a leader. Glory to God. That's what I'm talking about. You'll get a personal call, you know. And I can guarantee you, you will enjoy the telephone call. It won't just be a call and, hey, how you doing? Mm-mm. It won't be one of those. Hallelujah. You will get an awesome call from the leaders. I'm going to leave that right there, but I encourage you to go ahead and give. And if you don't know how to give, you can contact any of us on Facebook. Hallelujah. We have Facebook pages, and we can get you over to our leaders. Go ahead and inbox them and let them know what the need may be. Now, with all that said, I'm going to go ahead, amen, and open us up in prayer on today. Everybody put your listening ears on and let's listen and hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. I know sometimes we're washing dishes and cleaning the house and just doing different things, you know, and sometimes get sidetracked. But listen to hear a word from the Lord on today, because we have an awesome word from the Lord. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for this glorious day that you have allowed us to be in, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy, as it shall endure forever, Father. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, that everyone under the sound of my voice, hear your voice, Lord God, speaking through your servant, oh God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, you know what each and every person needs. So, Lord, we know you said you're a God that shall supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So, Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to heal those that need healing in their mind, Lord God, who needs a physical or a mental healing, God. We ask you, Lord God, to heal them on this day, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for each and everything that you're doing, oh Lord. We know we hadn't seen the best yet because the best is yet to come, oh Lord God. So, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to give those that need that holding on faith, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, knowing that if they endure until the end, they shall see the glory of the God all over everything that they do. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you're an on-time God. We thank you how you gave your son on Calvary, Lord God, to shed his blood for us, Lord God, so that we may live and have life more abundantly, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, even though things may not look like it, Lord God, we know, Lord God, that by faith we walk, huh, and not by sight, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we hold on to the faith that you've given us, Lord God, to see what the end going to be, huh? We're going to run on, Lord God, to see what the end is going to be, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that each and every person is covered under the blood all across the nation, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you. We cancel every assignment of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We tear down every wall that he tries to build, oh God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, brick by brick. Oh my God, mortar by mortar, in the mighty name of Jesus. It shall not be put up, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that are trying to get businesses, oh Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you're opening the doors, Lord, even through this pandemic, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, because nothing is too hard for you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you said life and death is in the power of the tongue. So Lord God, we speak prosperity, oh God, we speak the businesses, Lord God, to come forth, we speak healing in the atmosphere right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, and we give you glory, oh God, and we praise your holy name on high, because we know, Lord God, without you, we can't do nothing, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we just say thank you, Lord God, for your goodness, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, on this day that you have made. We rejoice and be glad that we're in this day, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, and we give you the glory, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me tell you a little something. Amen. You know, depression is real. Hallelujah. It's real. Glory to God. But you got to know, amen, if you can't fight it by yourself, and sometimes I know you can't, and glory to God, get some help. It doesn't matter. I'm telling for a reason, glory to God, because if you don't, amen, you're going to lose your mind. Hallelujah, glory to God. Don't just sit there and get sunk down in it. That's all the devil wants. He come to kill, steal, and destroy. He want to destroy your mind, glory to God, so you can sit there, amen, in your chair and just look out the window, glory to God. Hallelujah. And the rest of your life, because you know what? I hear you. God wants to use you. Glory to God. So you know what the enemy does? He comes in and try to steal your mind. Oh, my God. That stop you from going forth and doing God's will. Glory to God. Because he has so much that he wants you to do. But he said, he who keeps his mind stayed on me, he said, keep your mind stayed on him and he will keep you in perfect peace. Glory to God. If you need help, get it. Hallelujah. Just go get it. Hallelujah. Because this depression is real. I know that right now, you know, there's a lot of people, amen, who are suffering. And we pray, amen, and we continue to pray. But you got to continue to hold on. Don't let go. Hold on. No matter what it looks like. Hallelujah. Believe me, the sun will shine. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He have not left you and he have not forgotten. Hallelujah. God has not forgotten. Oh, if he said he'll do it, he'll do it. He'll bring it all to pass. My God, my God. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead and get into our message on today. I'm going to be reading from Acts chapter 5. But first of all, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back on Acts chapter 4 just a little bit to kind of give you a little groundwork to you know, so you'll understand where I'm going with this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go back to Acts chapter 4 just a little bit and tell a little bit of the story here. Amen. The story is it's about Peter. Amen. Peter and John, you know, they were going around telling people, you know, about how Jesus was raised from the dead and, you know, the power of Jesus. And, you know, the Jewish people didn't like that. They didn't like what he was saying because they called them stupid, saying, you know, they don't know what they're talking about. They're blaspheming. But, you know, they know what they were talking about. Then they were telling the people about Jesus and the resurrection, and they didn't like that. Let me tell you something, amen. When you start talking about the Lord, you know, people don't like that. I'm not telling you to just everybody that you come up on to just say, well, you know what, the Lord this and the Lord that and the Lord said this and the Lord said that. I'm not saying that kind of, not that. Hallelujah, glory to God. You know, he'll open a door when it's time for you to tell someone something. And guess what? When he tell you to tell them, step in, amen, do what you're supposed to do, and guess what? Step out, because you can feel it when the Holy Ghost lifts. Hallelujah. Because we was in an amen conversation, amen, just the other day, and we were talking and, you know, different things, and it was all family gathering. Hallelujah. And we talking about some stuff and talking about the Bible, you know, and everything. And when the Holy Ghost lifted, it was time to come out. They received you, amen, when you do what he tells you to do. And see, they were receiving, amen. They were listening. Some were listening and some didn't like it. But that's okay. That's just the way it is. Some going to listen, amen, and hear what he's saying, and some ain't going to like it. But it don't even matter at that point. Hallelujah. Just do what he tell you to do. Step in, say it, and step out, and let it go. Glory to God. So they grabbed Peter and John. They put them in jail. It was already nighttime, you know. And the next day, the Jewish rulers, the Jewish elders, teachers of the law, they met with Peter and John and asked, what power of authority do you speak? Do you know when you get ready to talk about Jesus, you know, and they, well, who are you? Hallelujah. What are you trying to tell me? Now, listen, some people, they may not live right, and they try to tell others, you know, about Jesus. Well, people are not going to hear that. They got to see, amen, you got to have a lifestyle. Hallelujah. Like I said, Barry White always say, practice what you preach. Hallelujah. So while you're preaching, amen, glory to God, to be a Christian and how you should walk upright and talk right, while you're saying it, then guess what? You got to live it too. Glory to God. My God, let's move on just a little bit. Amen. It's all right. It's tight, but it's right. At that point, the power of the Holy Ghost came upon them. Now, you know what? That power, when that power of the Holy Ghost come upon you, that's just what I was talking about. Hallelujah. When that power comes upon you, you'll be able to tell people stuff that you can't really sometimes remember. Hallelujah. But the Holy Ghost will bring it back to your remembrance later, but not right then. You say, okay, did I say that? Yeah, you said it. Hallelujah. I heard you. And I have some people say, well, yeah, I heard you. You told me that. I said, did I really? And I said, yeah, you told me that's okay. Well, praise God. Then you got it. That means you heard what the Holy Ghost was saying. That's good. Hallelujah. So remember, when the Holy Ghost come upon you, you will be able, amen, you'll get some strength. That way, and let me tell you about here what they said. They said when the Holy Ghost came upon them, they had healed a crippled man at that time. And see, they didn't want to believe, glory to God, what had happened. They didn't want to believe that they knew what they were talking about. But they had the evidence right there standing by them. Peter, John, and the crippled man that they had healed.
And so whenever they asked them, said, who give you this power? The Holy Ghost came upon them. They said, oh, hold up. You're going to question us. Here's the evidence right here. Do you see this crippled man standing right here? Jesus healed him. That's what we're telling you. He's a healer. He's a miracle worker. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Raising the dead. And some of them didn't want to hear what they was talking about. You know? And that's what it sometimes it boils down to. Everybody don't want to hear. Even they can see the evidence of things that happen. People getting healed in churches. People getting set free on this line. People coming out, amen, of places that they shouldn't be in. Coming off drugs. Coming out of the crack houses. My God, my God. Coming out of prostitution. Glory to God, my God. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Come on now. Hallelujah. People doing all these different things, but they don't want to sometimes believe. Sometimes you can have a miracle right there in front of them, and they still don't want to believe. Well, when these people saw that Peter, amen, and John, hallelujah, were telling the truth, and they felt this thing, because they know they were, whenever the Holy Ghost came upon them, they weren't afraid to talk to these Jewish leaders, because they were arresting them, hallelujah, because they were talking about Jesus. Oh, my God, come on, man. And it happens. People may not arrest you physically and put you in jail, but they put you in jail in their mind. Well, you know what? I ain't got nothing for them. I don't want to be around them, and I'm not hanging around them. Well, when all these people heard what they were saying, and they believed what happened after they see the evidence of the crippled man that had got healed. So what they did was, amen, they decided to go ahead and sell their belongings. Hallelujah. That don't mean they sold it all, because he didn't want them to give everything away where they didn't have nothing to live off. Come on now. He don't ask you for a whole lot, but he do ask you for 10%, hallelujah, of your earnings. And you know, sometimes people can't even get that. So if you can't depart with 10%, you think he's going to give you $10 million? Oh, my God. Come on. Get real. Hallelujah. If you can't depart, amen, with the $20 off the $200, amen, that you get every week, hallelujah, do you think he's going to give you $200,000? Glory to God. You know, it'll be just like you got a hole in your bucket. You won't be going nowhere. You'll be spinning your wheels, and every time you turn around, something will be due, hallelujah, or something will tear up to take it, because guess what? You didn't do right with it. Hallelujah. He said, bring all ye tithes into the storehouse so there may be meat on my table. Hallelujah. Prove me and see if it ain't so. Hallelujah. He will give you houses and land. He'll give you vineyards. He'll give you all this stuff. But if you're cheating God, then guess what? You're going to be cheated. Hallelujah. He's not going to be the one cheating you. You're cheating yourself. Like I always say, don't think that it's Satan all the time. No, you do it to yourself, hallelujah, by not doing what you're supposed to do, by giving your offering, and by giving, amen, your tithes. That's what it is, by not planting seeds. So, you know, let's go on. What these people, what they did, they went ahead and sold the possessions, hallelujah. Some of it, they had stuff to live off of. Come on, you know, he didn't expect for them to give it all away. But they did give a portion of it. They gave to them. And when they went to the apostles and laid it at their feet, we're still in chapter 4. We're going to get in chapter 5 in just a minute. Hold on. Hallelujah. And when they went to the apostles and laid it at their feet, they told them exactly what they got. Everything that they sold it for, they told them. Hallelujah. In other words, they didn't steal. They knew that these men knew what they were talking about. These men of God, hallelujah, they knew what they were talking about. So they went and they laid what they sold at their feet. Hallelujah. But hold on, wait a minute. Let's go in chapter 5 and look right here what happened to a couple. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to start at verse 1. But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it. In other words, she agreed to do this and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. Well, understand, she agreed to it. Don't let nobody talk you into sinning against the Lord. My God, come on now. You know these apostles were filled with the Holy Ghost, man. Here they go. They was already over there talking to these people about Jesus Christ and the resurrection. And then, amen, these people going to come and give it to them, you know, all that they had sold, you know, give it to them and not holding any of that. Come on now. You ain't cheating. You're not cheating, amen, God. You really tell you the truth. You're cheating the Holy Ghost. Let's move on down. Verse 3, but Peter said, Ananias,
as why had Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? You see right here, he already knows because the Holy Ghost had already told him, here they come with this lie. Ain't it something? Well, you know, okay, here we go. You know, you tell your leaders, well, this is what I got. This is all I got this week. This is just part of, this is my tithe, not part, but this is my tithe right here. This is all I got. This is all I make. No, I didn't get no raise. I ain't got a whole lot of money. I'm telling you now, this is all I got. This is my tithe. And it is so far from your tithe because you're making so much money. But remember, you're not lying to them. You're lying to the Holy Ghost. Now, think about it. Now, I want you to follow me all the way down through this chapter because I'm going to show you something that happened. You think you're lying, amen, to them as people. No, you're not lying to them as people and leader over you. You're lying to the Holy Ghost. That means you're lying to Jesus, hallelujah. And he said, a liar shall not tarry in my kingdom. So you got to remember, amen, the lies you tell. You know, sometimes people tell one lie, and then they've got to tell another one to cover up that one. Glory to God. You know, that is something, ain't it? Why tell a lie when the truth will do? That's the title. Why tell a lie when the truth will do? Let's move on. And Ananias, yes, let's move on to verse 4. Let's move to verse 4. While it remains, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto me, unto men, but unto God. See, right here, he was saying, you ain't lied to me. You lied to God. So come on now. So you got to be careful about telling lies. Hallelujah. You know, some people you can get around, oh, my God, they just tell one after another. Sometimes I might be saying you better move over because you don't want that lightning bolt to hit you. That's going to hit them for lying. And if you know how some people will tell lies, no, I ain't calling it story. It's lies. Hallelujah. The Bible said telling lies, okay? How some people will do it, and then you can tell when they're lying because they get to rolling their eyes and doing some different things. If you notice, you just sit there and you look. And you listen, hallelujah, you will know what they're telling. See, they were telling you ain't lying to, you ain't lying to us. See, they're looking at them as the they're telling a lie too. Now, you're lying really to God by telling this lie about how much you made and how much you get paid and all these different things. No, I ain't got no more. I ain't getting no other check. I ain't getting no money. I ain't getting nothing. Hallelujah. You're lying, amen, to God, not to man. So, you know, that's the first mistake, hallelujah, that you made. You got to remember, why tell a lie when the truth will do? Some people rather tell a lie, amen, all they got to do is say, no, I didn't do that. He said, let your yea be yea and your no be no. If you didn't, tell them you didn't. If you did, then tell them you did. And if they don't ask, don't tell them nothing, hallelujah. My God, let's move on to verse 5. And Ananias, hearing these words, listen, verse 5, really. And Ananias, as hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. And great fear came on all them that heard these things. Now, you know what happened? He said, gave up the ghost. He lied and he died. Glory to God. Because they didn't tell him to do that. Because these people over here, amen, they agreed to do this. They wanted to do this so they could have money to help out other people. And that's why they were selling their possessions. To help those that were in need, selling some of their possessions. Well, all he had to do was go and tell them, you know, yeah, I sold it for this amount. This is what I sold it for. They may not even ask him to give it all. But God ain't asking you to give it all. He's just asking you to give a 10% of your earnings that you earn weekly, amen, monthly, hallelujah, every 2 weeks, however it comes. Come on now. Let's move on down to verse 6. And the young men arose, wound him up, and carried him out, and buried him. Now, look, hallelujah. Now, what do you think his wife was? She already done agreed to it. She think it's going to be all right. You know, be careful, husbands and wives. Y'all see this? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't be over there lying. Get your husband to get you to lie. Wives don't make your husband lie, because he's going to get wound up too and taken out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's read on down just a little further. Verse 7. And it was about the space of 3 hours
3 hours after, when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. She came in the door. She didn't know what had happened or what was going on. She didn't even know. But see, she agreed to it. Hallelujah. So now she got to go in there and tell the same lie, right? Okay. And Peter answered unto her, tell me whether you sold the land for so much. He just asked her, tell me what you sold it for. Go ahead, tell me. He already knew. And she said, yea, for so much. Then Peter said unto her, how is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door and shall carry thee out. See, look at that. Hallelujah. She agreed to that lie against God. Now, guess what? She's in the fall dead. They're going to roll up and take her out. She got to go. Isn't that something? So you have to be careful about telling lies. Well, no, we didn't get anything, you know. Not only just with tithes and offering and money. You have to be careful about anything. People lie on their taxes. They got some people, amen, maybe 60 years old and filing taxes or whatever. And then they got a little baby they're claiming about two. Come on now. Yeah, that might be possible. Hallelujah. It may be. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on now. Hallelujah. And some will go and claim 4 or 5 children on their taxes and different things and ain't had none. Hallelujah. And some people will cheat people out of stuff. And, you know, come on now. You know, you see right here. Now, if that's what God was doing in these days, and look, this is New Testament church. This ain't back then. This is my oldest in the olden days. No, this is New Testament church. This is in chapter 5 of Acts. So did y'all get it? It's Acts chapter 5. All right now. Come on. Some people will just tell a lie just to get, amen, to get by with different things. And, well, you know, and they'll even go and say, you know what, Lord, I didn't know that. Or I didn't know this. You knowing all the time that you knew. You're lying. Hallelujah. You better repent and make sure, amen, it's pure at heart. Because, you know, God knows when you are not repenting pure at heart. And you see right here, him and her got together and they lied. You better be careful, husbands and wives and all those different things, and you're lying, hallelujah, on your taxes, and lying to get money from everybody in every place, and you're lying, telling lies over here on this person. Be careful about that, because you get what you may fall down dead and get wound up. Amen. Guess what? The hearse's gonna come get you. They ain't gonna wind you up and take you out there. You, they're gonna have to have somebody else come get you. So just be careful about that thing. You know, the pure in heart, only the pure in heart shall see God. That's what it's saying. So you can't be lying. I don't care what it is. Just tell the truth. Tell the truth. Amen. Why tell a lie when the truth will do? Let's move on. Then fell she down straightway at his feet and yielded up the ghost. And the young men came in, found her dead, and carrying her forth, buried her by her husband. And great fear came upon all the church, and upon as many as heard these things. Don't you know, when all those people heard that, it shook the whole town. Now, wouldn't it have shook you too, you knowing you there? You're like, oh, wait a minute. I can imagine after that, in my mind, amen. People got to repent and say, Lord, forgive me, Lord. I held this back from you. Glory to God. I don't care if it's just 1 cent. Most of the time, with me, amen, if I think that I've taken a penny back too much, I'm going to give 2. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If I think I didn't round it up far enough, then guess what? I'm going to go over. Hallelujah. So I'd rather go over than to go under and steal. So that's what you got to remember, to tell the truth. You know, sometimes people get so caught up, amen, and other folks lie. Well, you know what? She lied. Well, guess what? And I'm going to lie. Hallelujah. If she got away with it, I'm going to get away with it. Chances are you're going to probably get caught. Everybody ain't going to get away. You know, you got to think about that. But sometimes you try to do what other people do, and then you get caught up in your mess. Hallelujah. You steal from the schools, or you steal from places, amen, that you know that it's not yours and you didn't buy stuff. Glory to God. I remember at a time, and I tell you this because I know I've been there and I know how God deals with me. Hallelujah. And we're overcome by our testimony. Glory to God. I had these little sticky notes at one time, amen, a long time ago. Amen. Hallelujah. And so I just, you know, didn't think about it. I had them. I took them. I got on in the car to come home. Amen. And the Lord said, you know you're stealing, right? I said, well, Lord, I didn't think nothing about it. I just walked out the door. Hallelujah. Getting ready to go. He said, you know you're stealing. Guess what I did? Turned around and took them back. Hallelujah. I said, I'm leaving you here because this is not going to be on my conscience. Because I don't care. Amen. I can go to a store. You can go to a store and buy a sticky note. Come on. But you don't think about the little things. But it is the little things, amen, that you do. Hallelujah. That's for instance, if you're using, amen, the internet, talking to the internet, and you're not supposed to, for your own personal gain, you're stealing. Hallelujah. You're stealing tithes and offering. You're stealing. Glory to God. And whenever people try to tell you, those that are in authority over you, in other words, they're trying to help you to get your soul right, trying to help you to get everything right. So whenever that time and he calls you home, then everything will be right. You're thinking they just want your money. No, they're trying to help you to let you know you're stealing. He said, bring all your tithes into the storehouse so there may be meat on my table. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And she, if I will rebuke the devourer for his name's sake, that means if anything comes to try to eat up your money, hallelujah, guess what he gonna do? He gonna make it get back and behave. Hallelujah. And he's gonna show you a place where you can get what you need even cheaper. And it'll be the same quality. Ah, glory to God. You know, this is the same thing. Hallelujah. You know, they used to have that son, the same thing it took. You got to continue, amen. Don't just do it one time. You got to continue, hallelujah, to have the faith and believe that if I do right and if I walk right, if I talk right, if I give my tithes and my offering, if I give my seeds, you know, he's going to bless me beyond measure and nothing that he's going to give. I'm not going to tell a lie. I know the truth will do. All my yay is yay and my no is no. If I said it, hallelujah, I'm going to say it again. Glory to God. You can't be hiding up on a rock. When you got that Holy Ghost power on the inside of you, it'll tell you, okay, look, you were wrong, hallelujah. You're stealing, glory to God. So just remember, ask him to give you that discerning of the spirit to know the right way to walk, the right way to talk. And I keep hearing tithes and offerings, hallelujah. If you're stealing, I'm just going to tell you to go ahead now, repent. Amen. Turn around from it and just don't do it no more. Glory to God. Because that's what he asked for. You know, some people say, I believe the Bible. They can believe, amen, some of the words in the Bible, but they don't believe it all because they don't want to give, amen. Well, I'm not going to give over here to these people, amen. You know, because guess what? I don't know what they're doing with my money. Well, guess what? When you leave, when it leaves your hand, it's not your concern of what they're doing with it. The only thing you need to know is they need to do the right thing. But the thing is, you ask God and sow your seeds on good ground. Because if you know they're paying for ministry, you know that they're doing things for the ministry, they're doing things for him, amen, to get the word out to others so they can be saved, then that's where you plant your seeds at. Don't just go out there and screw them out there, amen. You know, some fall by the wayside because guess what? That ain't no good ground to sow them on, hallelujah. You got to know that you know that you know a good ground to sow your seeds on and a good ground, amen, to give you tithes and offering to. Don't go lying about it. I don't have just a few dollars, hallelujah. It ain't your last $2 either. Glory to God, my God. Come on now. Be careful about telling lies like that. Hallelujah, my God. Let's read on. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. You see right here, after all those things happened, they got on one accord. Hallelujah. Now, because first of all, they were scared because after they see Ananias and Sapphira, amen, they done fell down and then rolled them up, took them out and buried them. You know, sometimes people don't want to react unless they see something. That's just like this pandemic. I'm not going to talk about it a whole lot, but amen, we pray that, you know, it is cooling down some. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I say stay safe. You know, I say, young people, please stay safe. Understand this thing is real. Stay safe. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's just because they can't see it. Hallelujah. They don't think it's real. Just because it hadn't touched home yet, they don't believe it's real. But just because you hadn't got, you know, caught in your lies yet. You hear what I'm saying? Yet, hallelujah. Then you don't believe this New Testament is real. But understand, it said in his word that he rolled them up and took them out. So now is the time. If you thank you, Lord, hallelujah, glory to God, just go ahead and repent now. Because he said, I'll receive it. But you got to repent pure and heart. Don't repent and then you keep on doing what you're doing. Don't keep on stealing, hallelujah. Do not. Just keep on doing whatever you think you're big enough to do, but understand you humble yourself and pray and seek his face. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I think now people have got so busy and they're walking out of the truth. Hallelujah. Because they want to go out on their own. You know, it's real. Yeah, we know. Yeah, everybody read the Bible and everybody talk about it, but there are just certain things in the Bible that I'm going to do and certain things I'm not going to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I can hear it. My Lord, Jesus Christ. Come on, let's get it real. Let's keep it real. Keep it real. You don't want to be wound up. Hallelujah. I guess they might have tied them up. Hallelujah, whatever they did, but they took them right on out. So why tell a lie when the truth will do? We sometimes get to talking and amen, and you be talking to somebody, and they can tell you a story, amen, so good, and things that happen, and then you want to make up a lie. Why tell a lie when the truth to do? Good God Almighty, hallelujah. Well, I'm going to call in and tell them I ain't coming to work today. Glory to God, hallelujah. I'm sick. Don't put that on yourself. You just cursed yourself. And guess what? When you do that, that sickness will come upon you. Because it said life and death is in the power of the tongue. So whatever you speak, it's going to happen. It's going to happen to you. So be careful about that. Some even say, you know, I'm not coming to work today. I had an accident, a car accident. And hey, be careful how you speak those things. Because these things will come upon you. And you lied all at the same time. My God, my God. Glory to God. Well, you know what? I didn't come over there. Amen. Amen, hallelujah, just because, amen, you don't really have to give an excuse, I understand, just say, you know what, I'm trying to stay safe, and that's why I didn't come, and let it go, and if people don't believe you, it's okay, but understand, you're trying to stay safe, now that's the truth, hallelujah, glory to God, so Ananias and Sapphira sold a man, and they went on, and amen, and they fell down, and they gave up the ghost, and they lied, and they died, let's move on, hallelujah. So just remember to tell the truth. Let's move on to verse 13. And of the rest thus, no man joined himself to them, but the people magnified them. In other words, they were glad, amen, that they listened to what they were saying, hallelujah, glory to God. And believers were the more added to the Lord multitudes, both of men and women. You see how many more believers came after they saw all this? You know, when they saw, amen, what had happened. They saw him heal the crippled man. They saw how Peter and them and John and them stood up against these people. They were talking about God and how they didn't think they knew what they were talking about. And, you know, and saying, how can you say this? How can you do this? And then they're going to question them, and they had them heal this crippled man. He's standing right there by them, and then they're going to question them, question the power of the Holy Ghost. Not them, really, but they will question the power of the Holy Ghost. You can only do these things when the power of the Holy Ghost come upon you. Glory to God. When that power come upon you, you're going to have that bold spirit to speak to whoever you need to speak to. Hallelujah. You can't be fragile in these last and evil days. You got to be able to say, Lord, here I am. Use me, Lord God. Use me for whatever you want to use me for, Lord God. I'm yours, Lord. I'm your servant. Hallelujah. And you know, he'll give you the power. Although you may not feel that power right at that moment, let me tell you, when you get ready to stand up for Jesus, then guess what? That power will kick in. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Just like whenever John and Peter were there, and it said the power of the Holy Ghost fell upon them. Hallelujah. And they spoke with boldness. That's what got them. Hallelujah. Whenever you're speaking with boldness and speaking the word of God, oh my God, it'll make them get back and behave. It'll make the devil get back and behave. When you got to say, well, devil, I'm not afraid of you, hallelujah. And I'm not lying. I'm going to tell the truth, hallelujah. Because I know, huh? Why tell a lie when the truth will be? Glory to God. And look how many people were saved. People came to them and they were saved. Amen. It said it was added more men and women. Hallelujah. They were saved. My God, can you imagine? After what they saw, I can imagine it scared them true enough. It did. And they seen them fall down and they wound them up and they heard about it. And you know how people talk about stuff like that. Hallelujah. Because they had lied unto the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. and they wound them up and they took them out. Let's read on just a little bit further. Insomuch that brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. Let's move on down to verse 16. There came also a multitude out of the city round not about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed. In other words, that had evil spirits on them. They had demonic spirits on them. They brought them all after they saw what Peter and John had did with unclean spirits, and they were healed, everyone. It didn't say that they healed some of them. It said everyone that was brought there was healed because of that power on the inside of them, the Holy Ghost power. They weren't afraid to stand up to them, even though all they had went through, and they had threw them in jail, amen, in chapter 4. Every one of those people got healed. Hallelujah, my God, because they saw the power of the Holy Ghost on the inside of them, because they couldn't help but to get healed. Glory to God, hallelujah. And they believed, and they brought them by faith, and they got healed, each and every one of them. None was left. Now the little boy sitting on the side of the road couldn't walk. Glory to God. He got healed too. Mama standing on the side of the road blind. Excuse me. She couldn't see. She got healed too. Glory to God. Daddy, oh my God. He couldn't work because his back was out. Oh my God. They touched his back and they made him whole. My good God almighty. Hallelujah, my God. The lame man walking. Good God. He had to walk with a cane all his life. He walking with a limp. Glory to God. They touched his body. They touched his legs and gave him, oh my God, strength. And he began, hallelujah, throwed his cane down and began to dance and praising God all over the place. Good God almighty. Hallelujah. My God. When they came to them, they came. Hallelujah. All were healed, even those that were vexed of evil spirits, demonic forces. Oh, my God. The spirit that's been lingering on and touching them for years. Hallelujah. Having them to do things to themselves, cut themselves, and all kinds of stuff. They got healed. Vexed in their spirit, they got healed. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They got healed by the power of the Holy Ghost on the inside of them. Once they saw what these two men were doing and the apostles were doing, and they were talking about, you know, how they can raise the dead and, you know, lame people walk and blinded eyes come open and people healed, amen, of evil spirits. Oh, my God. Spirit that had the tongues tied and they couldn't talk, they got healed. They began to utter words with the power, amen, of the Holy Ghost. Good God almighty. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So why tell a lie when the truth is due? You know, God can use you if you are truthful. Hallelujah. And if you don't think you're, amen, you don't think you're telling the truth, then guess what? Just leave it alone. Hallelujah. Don't try to make up stories that you know that you don't know nothing about. Just leave it alone. You say, well, I don't know. I'll just say, I don't know. I really don't know. So, you know, sometimes people will try to make a name for themselves by saying, well, you know what? Yes, I know this and this I know. And you don't be more know than a man walking on the moon. Just say you don't know. Hallelujah. Don't let no shame be in your game. Just tell it like it is. Yay is yay. And no is no. Hallelujah. If you don't know, just say you don't know. I've been around people who, when you tell them something sometimes, they say, oh, yeah, I know that. And then they'll repeat what you say. Well, yeah, you know it because I just told you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. He said, well, you know what? Well, I didn't know that. Thank you for sharing that. I didn't know that. It ain't nothing wrong with it. Don't be a person that always think you got to know everything. Hallelujah. Have ears to hear what others are saying. Hallelujah. Before you speak. You know, when you go to minister, amen, you know, sometimes you may not be, amen, on the up and ups right now, but we're going to get you saved in just a few minutes. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When you go to other people, be willing to listen. Because sometimes you don't want to listen to what other people got to say. You know, it says what you got to do. You got to catch a fish before you can clean them. And that's a true story. You can't clean what you ain't caught. Hallelujah. You're just floating in mid-air. You ain't got nothing to clean. So what you got to do is you go, you allow them to talk, and then you say, well, okay. And then, you know, don't try to tear down what they've said. Just hold on and say, well, you know what? It's like this right here. Because I think so many times there's so many people, amen, out there that wants to be saved, but sometimes people can just talk people out of stuff is the way they treat them when they go to them. Hallelujah. Because if you don't come, if you don't step right, I'm going to step your left. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Ain't God good? Hallelujah. Why tell a lie when the truth will do? Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead on. Amen. I see a prayer. Hallelujah. For some people. I'm going to give you a few minutes. If you want to press the one right now, you can. We have a few minutes left. Hallelujah. You can press the one, and I will bring you in for prayer while I'm praying also. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, under the sound, Lord God, of my voice. Everyone heard the word of God, oh Lord. They will start to tell the truth right at this point, Lord God. Lord God, if there's any, Lord God, who are repenting at this time, Lord, lay your hand on them and let them know that you love them right now in the name of Jesus, and nothing is too hard for you, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we come against, Lord God, every spirit, every lying spirit, every spirit of deception, every spirit of deceit right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, from now on to this point, Lord God, that they will tell the truth, oh Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we ask you that the Holy Ghost, Lord God, be on the inside. Let them have the discerning of the spirit, Lord God, the gift that they ask for, Lord God. We ask you to release them to them, Lord God, as you see fit, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord. Father God, we thank you, Lord, and we give you the glory. We give you honor and we praise your heavenly name on high. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for everyone, Lord God, the house that we go into, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Let them receive us, Lord, by faith, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray right now, Lord God, that every need on this line be met, in the name of Jesus, whatever the need may be, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, because we know you are an on-time God, and Lord, you share your glory with no one, but we give honor where honor is due, unto those that teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you and we pray for the children, Lord God, that are returning to school. We ask you, Lord God, to let the blood and the power of the Holy Ghost, Lord God, camp around them to keep them from hurt, harm, and danger right now in the name of Jesus. Cover them under the blood as they step inside the doors. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we pray right now, Lord God, that every germ cell that's released in the air, get back and behave right now, oh God. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for your hedge, your protection around them, Lord God, as they go in and as they come, Lord God, even on the school buses. We pray right now, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, every cell get back and behave in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you. Lord, we give you glory. We give you honor, and we praise your heavenly name on high. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why tell a lie when the truth is due? Amen. Hallelujah. If you have not, amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you at this time, hallelujah. I keep hearing, amen. I want you to just tell the Lord what you believe in him for. At time right now, amen. You're in your house, amen. You don't have to, amen, just shout to me, glory to God, but he hears you. I hear him saying, release what you want God to do in your house. You know, sometimes, now let me help you out before you, amen, release it, hallelujah. Sometimes people ask for stuff that they don't need, hallelujah, glory to God. You know, they'll ask for money. Well, some may not need money. Amen. They say everybody need money. Yeah, some need money, and some got it. Amen. And just want more of it and ain't doing nothing with what they already got. Hallelujah. But whatever you're in need of, hallelujah, I want you to just right there where you are in your house, I would like for you to just tell the Lord right now, what you need, hallelujah, what you really need, glory to God. Just talk to him and tell him what you really need. And I'm going to just say a little quick prayer, amen, glory to God, hallelujah. And I'm going to ask the Lord to do it and fill it, hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, you've heard the request on this line on today, O Lord. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to go in each and every home, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, O God, and you grab hold, Lord God, and that you send your ministering angels, Lord God, to go out and meet the needs, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, whether it's finances, whether it's healing, God, whether it's family being saved, Lord God, or whether it's a closer walk with thee, O Lord. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to do it, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we seal it with the power and the blood, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, as it's covered under the blood, Lord God, no devil in hell can snatch it away in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord, and we give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Amen, hallelujah, and it is sealed and it is done. Huh? Each and every day, remember what you put forth unto the Lord and speak it, hallelujah. You know, sometimes we forget to speak what we ask for. You know, say, Lord, this is the day I'm asking you, Lord God, for this. I'm asking you for that, Lord. Amen. You started off, Lord, I thank you for this day, Lord. I thank you for giving me this day. I thank you for keeping me in my health, Lord God, and strength. Hallelujah. And then you ask the Lord, say, Lord, you know, remember that thing that I asked you for? Glory to God. Then you tell him specifically what you asked for. Hallelujah. Keep it before you, and he's going to do it. Hallelujah. And I'm going to ask you to come back to the line and tell me that he has done it. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to reiterate, don't forget, hallelujah, Ministry Lane coming up next, A Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Hallelujah. You go over and show her some love on her show. It'll be coming up in a few minutes. You got a 30-minute break. And I forgot to mention she's also an author. Her book is on Amazon. So you can go on Amazon and purchase a book. She also has, I think the link is on Facebook. She's got Minister Elaine Jackson. Hallelujah. So you can go on and you can click on it or inbox her, and she can tell you the rest if you can't do it. And if you don't know how to get in touch with them, either one of us can get in touch with them for you. Hallelujah. Ain't no shame in our game over here. We play fair. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you can get in touch with either of us, and we will get you to her so you can purchase her book. Hallelujah. I think she still has a few copies left. So if you want it, you can go ahead and contact, amen, one of us, and we will get you to her if you can't get to her yourself. Now, I don't like to leave the show without giving the invitation of Christ. I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Lord. Father God, I repent, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I turn around, Lord God, from every lie that I've told, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus. I give you my life on this day, Lord God. Make me, mold me, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. Read your Bible daily. Pray daily. Man, I'll always pray and not faint. Don't stop fainting now because things may not be going your way. Continue to pray. Continue until that thing breaks. Get some help, amen, to help pray it through if you can't. Hallelujah. If you feel like there's nothing happening, hallelujah, glory to God. He said one can chase 1,000. Two can chase 10,000. So come on, get some help. It's okay. Hallelujah. You know somebody can get a prayer through, then that's who you hook up with. Hallelujah. Now, if you know you some of these people praying in, you know how in the ceiling they're bouncing off like a rubber ball, then I'm telling you, don't do it. Glory to God. Let's go ahead. I'm going to get a benediction, and I'm going to get out of here, and we're going to go and listen to Minister Elaine Jackson, A Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry, coming up in 30 minutes. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. And we will see you back on next Sunday. Have an awesome day. Amen.